the rest of the story. In the world of art and literature, nothing can be more thrilling than a discovery. The authentic Monet masterpiece found in the attic of a country house, the hand-scrawled ode to Shelley, lifted from beneath the lining of a desk drawer. Discoveries allow us to touch the past. Once again, they remind us that history was real. Well, a generation ago, there was a master violinist named Fritz Kreisler. He was a crowd pleaser, a critic's delight. He filled concert halls to capacity here and abroad, and at the same time, he sustained the admiration of his colleagues. Among those of his own profession, Fritz Kreisler was known as a purist, a truth seeker. And this reputation was largely due to the fact that Kreisler, as well as a musician, was a discoverer. Whereas he could have contented himself and his audiences with repeated performances of already popular works, Fritz Kreisler liked to contribute to and thereby enlarge the standard violin repertoire by actually discovering masterpieces which had either been lost or forgotten. Though Kreisler's musicological interests were wide and varied, the works that he discovered belonged for the most part to composers of the 17th and 18th centuries. Couperin, Pugnani, Francke, Padre Martino Porpora, Vivaldi, composers little known in Kreisler's day. But because Fritz Kreisler took the time and the energy to find and to perform their works, these classical masters and their masterworks found their way into music studios and programs and concert halls all over the world. The works Kreisler discovered were quickly, eagerly published, critically approved, and applauded. It was a rare Kreisler recital indeed, which did not include at least one of these found musical treasures. Times Fritz Kreisler, entire concert programs would be comprised of his discoveries. All right. Now it's 1935. Now Kreisler is 60. He has been performing for almost as many years, and he receives a cable from New York Times music critic Olin Downs. In this cable, the critic confesses his lack of success in a particular musicological search. It seems that many years before, Kreisler had performed a transcription, a Pugnani, an opus, a work which he, Kreisler, had discovered called Preludium and Allegro. Well, the work had been published and subsequently performed by a number of prominent violinists, but the critic was curious. Where had Kreisler found that piece? Since Kreisler had first drawn public attention to composer Pugnani more than three decades before, the musicologists had delved into Pugnani's life and had cataloged his works, but that one work, Preludium and Allegro, was nowhere to be found in the original manuscript. It was only natural that the critic approached the discoverer of the composition to settle the matter once and for all. Well, Kreisler sat down to his desk that day and took out his fountain pen. He wrote that critic a most remarkable letter. And the explanation therein rocked the entire world of music. For you see, the incomparable Fritz Kreisler, having learned practically all of the literature for the violin at an early age, had searched high and low for fresh material to perform. Modestly, he did not prefer his performances to be dominated by his own compositions. Years passed, he, Kreisler, was hailed as a discoverer of innumerable and invaluable masterworks which had been lost, when in fact he, Kreisler, had written every one of those masterworks himself. And now you know the rest of the story.